Welcome to the Razor's Ink podcast with your host, Jonathan Farini. He was widely acknowledged as the king of comedy. And ironically, he would later star in a film of the same name, a film that wasn't exactly comical. But to think of him as just a comedian or just an actor? Sure. And Oprah's just a talk show host, and Ali was just a boxer. So pour yourself a drink, pull up a chair, and hear Jonathan's take on movies, television, and today, the king of comedy. Here's your host, Jonathan Farini.
As a kid growing up in the suburbs outside of Los Angeles in the early 60s, I knew Jerry Lewis for two things. First, he was a star of those Paramount comic movies. And secondly, the host of the Jerry Lewis Labor Day Telethon. As a performer, he was known especially for his distinctive voice, facial expressions, pratfalls, and physical stunts. He left it all on the field and would pay the price in his later years with injuries from pratfalls and heart conditions. Jerry, the comedy team member. Jerry and Dean Martin had a long and successful comedy team show, playing for decades on nightclubs, radio, television, and in 16 movies. Jerry was 19 and Dean 27 when they teamed up.
Hey, what kind of a voice do you have?
Until I was 18, I was a soprano.
Soprano?
Yeah, but then my mother told me I was born a boy.
Don't tell me you were born.
What do you think, I came from an egg?
No, the chicken would have buried it.
Uh-huh, well, my mother loves me.
I bet she was disappointed. I bet she wanted a child.
Well, she got one. Look up the records. I was born at the Mercy Hospital.
What's the matter? Were you sick?
No, I want to be near my mother.
Mercy Hospital? That's in Brooklyn, isn't it?
What's wrong with Brooklyn?
Any big man born in Brooklyn?
No, just babies.
How about for you?
For you? How about for me?
No, what about it?
How about what?
For you.
You said that.
I know it.
What about it?
Sing it.
Sing what?
For you.
I don't know it.
Well, who's the little hoser?
None of your business.
No, I mean sing it.
All right, but stop hollering.
I'll start.
Go ahead.
Hit it.
Who's your little hoser?
Who's your little hoser?
Who's your turtle?
It was difficult for the handsome crooner Dean Martin to play the straight man to the kooky comic genius Jerry. And when they split in 1956, it was best for both of them. I'm happy they both had very successful independent careers. Jerry the filmmaker. I wasn't impressed with his films as a kid, but here's what impresses me. Jerry Lewis Productions and Paramount signed a contract in 1959 with a specified payment. Don't always trust numbers you read, but here goes. And remember, these are early 1960s dollars. $10 million plus 60% of the profits. We don't know if it's gross or net. Pretty sure gross. For 14 films over 7 years, making Lewis the highest paid Hollywood talent to date. But more importantly, he had unlimited creative control, including Final Cut and the return of film rights after 30 years. Folks, Lewis had the keys to Paramount. He was an independent filmmaker, free from the control of the studio suits, and this was a big deal. His films were making money, folks. You just don't get this kind of deal because they like you. He worked hard. Listen to this list. He acted in Cinderfella, 1960, The Bellboy, 1960, The Errand Boy, 1961, The Ladies' Man, 1961.
You see where my hand is? It's on the toaster. It's hot. Take it off. It's stuck. That's pain. Oh, hurt. There's hurt and pain. Would you just lift my head off? Just lift it up.
It's Only Money, 1962. The Nutty Professor, 1963.
Kelp, how long have you been on the faculty of this university?
Oh, I would say, prior to my exposure as a student counselor at USC 3 years. No, I went to post-grad, and actually that was 2 years prior. No, there was a botany exposure that I had in one particular school. I had decided pre-med, botany, whatever. I would much prefer the sciences, in other words. I think I should really go back to the time that I graduated college.
How long?
Two years and 22 minutes now.
Who's Minding the Store, 1963. The Patsy, 1964. The Disorderly Orderly, 1964. And The Family Jewels, 1965.
Chicago, here we come, golly. Now for the checklist. Altimeter, yes. Controls, joystick, beauty. Fuel, selector, injector, good. Mixture, ignition on. Uh-huh. Wallet, driver's license, rabbit's foot, keys. Keys? I must have left it on the dresser. Oh, no. Oh, there they are. Yes, sir, we'll be going in a moment, girls. Yes, all set for that. Golly. Hello, Los Angeles Tower. This is Eddie's Airways, the airline for the birds. Little pun. Flight 132774. Ready for takeoff. L.A. Tower, this is Eddie's Airways, ready for takeoff, I say. L.A. Tower.
L.A. Tower, ready for takeoff!
Lewis pioneered this technique of using video cameras and closed-circuit monitors, and they permitted him to review his performance instantly. This was necessary because he was acting as well as directing. His techniques and methods of filmmaking enabled him to complete most of these films on time and under budget, since reshoots could take place immediately instead of waiting for the dailies. Incidentally, filmmakers today routinely employ the use of videotape while shooting. Lewis also constructed a three-story dollhouse-like set spanning two sound stages, with a set equipped with state-of-the-art lighting and sound, eliminating the need for boom microphones in each room and eliminating the need to schlep equipment between sound stages. It's all about time and money, folks. Jerry the Philanthropist. I remember Jerry as the host of the Jerry Lewis Labor Day Telethon, appearing in 1966 and aired live every Labor Day weekend for 44 years.
Welcome. We are live from Las Vegas, Nevada. The next 20 hours will bring to you the best the world of entertainment has to offer. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2008 Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy Telethon.
The Jerry Lewis Labor Day Telethon became the most watched and most successful fundraising event in the history of television. Reportedly, over 200 research and treatment facilities were built with donations raised by the Jerry Lewis telethons. He would host his final telethon in 2010.
27 million, do I leave it here? No. Boy, are we gonna go shopping. Before we complete our program, suffice it to say, no, don't play yet. My Shelley. My Shelley, my good luck charm, she's here for the 32nd year, and she is doing okay, and I can go on knowing she and Suzanne are sitting there. I can go on knowing I have Luke and Wendy and Joel and Abby. I know the feeling of all my kids tonight. They are so lucky to have you. I'm so lucky to have you. We have to say bye-bye in a minute, but I'm going to try to do this because I remember it by heart for the 59th time. Go ahead, sweetheart, do me some. When you walk through a storm, hold your
charity. Announced that Lewis would no longer host its telethon and that he was no longer associated with the charity. It was believed, rightly or wrongly, that it resembled a pity party, my words. And, in my opinion, torn from Jerry's arms and heart. I don't hear much about this charity anymore. Jerry was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 1977 for his work on behalf of the unnamed charity. Need I say more? I really came to appreciate Jerry in the 1982 The King of Comedy, playing a television talk show host, Jerry Langford. Watching Jerry maneuver the challenges of stardom, walking down the street and approach for autographs.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
How are you?
You're looking good.
You should see me in my white taffeta.
You're doing some great shows, Jerry.
Thanks a lot. Oh,
hi,
you're...
Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
How about put me on your show?
Yeah, I could have used you last night.
Morris, you will not believe who's coming down the hill. Jerry Langford, right?
Right.
Oh, Morris, please hold on. Jerry, would you please sign my order? Sign my magazine for me.
Yeah.
You're just wonderful. I've watched you your entire career. You're a joy to the world. Please, Morris, would you just please say something to my nephew Morris on the phone? He's in the hospital.
I'm sorry, I'm late.
You should only get cancer. I hope you get cancer.
That had to have been ad-libbed. In returning home to a large, lonely penthouse with three television screens to keep him company. I think this movie was art imitating life and cathartic for Jerry. Kudos to Scorsese for casting Jerry. When the movie went off the rails into a kidnapping, it lost me. I wanted to see a movie about a day in the life of Jerry Langford. I see it as a beautiful and apropos bookend to the movie Lenny, starring Dustin Hoffman.
I don't know how many of you know it, but I was arrested. Busted right here on this stage a few nights ago for saying, no, not gonna say it. Let's see, it's an 11-letter word. It starts with a C and ends with a G. And it was used in the context of defending a certain homosexual practice. Actually, though, I don't relate it only to homosexuals. I relate it to any contemporary woman I know. Oh, yeah. Would know or love or marry, and I'm sure you do too if you're honest, right? Okay, I'd like to ask you all a few questions now, okay? And you're all under oath, all of you. How many people in this club here tonight have ever used that word? Blah, blah, blah. Don't be shy, you can raise your hands. Well, that's cool. Now let's get really honest. You, sir, have you ever had your blah, blah?
An actor playing a comedian. And in the case of The King of Comedy, a comedian playing a comedian. I contend Jerry was playing himself, a comic, businessman, celebrity, and tough guy when required. In addition to The King of Comedy, Jerry being awarded the French Medal Legion of Honor in 2006 made me pay attention. Why? What did the French see that I didn't? When foreign people view America and Americans, pay attention, because it's quite revealing. See my podcast, It Takes a Foreign Eye. It's about foreign film directors depicting America and Americans. Jerry's involvement in directing, writing, editing, and art direction coincided with the rise of auteur theory in French intellectual film criticism and the French New Wave movement. He earned consistent praise from French critics, and he was hailed as an ingenious auteur. That's what the French saw. Jerry the Father. Nothing to add here that you can't read about. Jerry was a complicated man, like most auteurs. Jerry the Inspiration. I'm certain he was the mold, the pattern for many a successful comic turned writer, producer, and filmmaker, or television titan.
First of all, you must know that your coming here is very important to me, because you're not only a superstar, but you're a good mensch. You're a good man, and the reason you're so successful is because the beauty of the Jerry Seinfeld comes through the character.
Thank you.
You are beautiful and wonderful, and your coming here means a great deal to me, my friend.
Well, you are one of my greatest idols.
Tell them when you were a kid.
When I was a kid, I've seen every movie. I've seen everything, the Colgate Comedy Hours, the whole thing you've ever done. And I always thought, well, here's a guy named Jerry, and he's successful. Maybe I could do it.
And did you ever? I really did. Did you ever?
But to meet you and to be on the same stage with you, this is one of the greatest thrills of my career.
Thank you for that, Jerry. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Think about them. Many will come to mind. Jerry Lewis is woven into the fabric of the American canvas, one of a kind. Like most of these iconoclasts, a complicated and difficult public and private person to understand, but we're all the better for having known him. He passed at age 91 in Vegas. Until I see you next time, please leave behind a soft footprint in memory of Jerry. And Jerry, this one is for you. Hey, lady! Class is dismissed.
You've been listening to the Razor's Ink podcast with Jonathan Farini. Be sure to check out Jonathan's collection of fiction at jonathanfarini.com. There you'll find everything from drama to romance, something for every reader, including his short story, The Last Stop Vineyard, recently published by Rundelania. That's jonathanfarini.com, Farini with two R's, one N. Or drop an email to razorsinkpodcast@gmail.com. And out of respect to Jerry, we close today's podcast as Jerry closed his very last telethon. Thank you, and good night, Jerry.
With hope in your heart, and you'll never, never walk alone. You will never walk alone. Thank you. Good night.